Ireland's Classic Hits. It is something for the weekend, and Damien Farrelly is here with news from the net. Of course, Damien, on your radio every afternoon, 2 until 7 o'clock. Hiya, Damien.
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
First of all, can I say a massive thank you to Damien Farrelly? Lads, you want to get a colleague like this. So I'm at home during the week, and let's face it, we've all been a bit down because of COVID. And next thing, the postman arrives with a Brown Thomas voucher for me from lovely Damien Farrelly and his wife. Thanks, Damien. You're so good.
You're very welcome. You know what, Trina? You kept it very quiet, and I'm going to tell all your listeners that welcome to the fourth floor. It was a big birthday. Normally, we'd be having drinky poos and lots of cake and having a bit of a laugh, and your husband Nick along with us. We can't celebrate these big birthdays, so it was the least I could do. You deserve it. Happy birthday.
Well, what I'm planning on doing, I'm planning on knocking a year off. It didn't count, so I'll have my 40th next year.
Well, they say when you're 40, you have to celebrate. It's your 40th year, Trina, so you have to celebrate for 12 months.
Okay, yeah, I'm up for that. No bother at all. So listen, Damien, what has been the biggest story on your show all this week?
Well, I have to say, aren't you looking forward to the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Oprah Winfrey interview on Monday night? The whole place is talking about it. Now, I get it. A lot of people listening will go, you know what? Prince, royalty, castles, I couldn't care less. But the other half of the population is going, oh my God, I'm so getting the popcorn. We can't miss this. ITV, 9 o'clock Monday night. RTE2 spent a fortune on buying the rights as well. Half nine RTE2. We know it's going to be on TV tomorrow. CBS, they're showing it in the States. And then, as I mentioned, two stations which have it here then on Monday night. People are going to be glued. But Meghan Markle, the big talking point during the week, was she said, a little teaser has been kind of drip-fed to us from the Oprah people all week. Meghan Markle said Royal Aid stopped her from having a personal conversation with Oprah 2 months before her wedding to Prince Harry. She said the room was full of people. She wanted to speak openly to Oprah, but she couldn't say what she wanted to say. And now kind of saying, you know what, isn't it now, the way my life is with myself and Harry, it's super to have that freedom to say what I want, and I'm going to say it to you now.
I wasn't even allowed to have that conversation with you personally, right? There had to be people from the comms sitting there.
There were other people in the room when I was having that conversation.
Yeah.
That's the basis of the interview.
During the week,
what,
Damien,
is she going to say?
I know. During the week now, there was a couple of former royal staff claiming that she bullied them out of their job. I know there was an incident, wasn't there, in relation to designer clothing that she was being sent, and she wasn't too happy that she wasn't allowed to accept it as a royal, because when she was an actress in the brilliant Netflix show Suits, of course she was allowed to accept any clothing, you know?
Yeah, and she's, after having a swipe at the likes of Camilla Parker Bowles, she's blaming them for leaking stuff to the press, which is a huge accusation. And, you know, it's kind of like Meghan and Harry v Buckingham Palace. Who's going to win? It's a huge battle. But you have to say, I know they want their personal life. I don't know what your thoughts on it are. You get that they want to raise their son, you know, and she's obviously expecting a new baby. And we wish them, of course, the very best of health and happiness. But she knew what she was getting into there. How did she not know what it was going to be like?
Yeah.
Life in the palace and life as a royal. Surely she knew that.
No, but Damien, no,
but
she didn't, because the Crown hadn't reached Netflix yet. So it's only when you watch The Crown that you find out. You want to see me? I'm still watching that, and every night on my phone, I'm googling, did that really happen? The one I was, I'm a little bit late on it. The one I was watching last night, Damien, Princess Anne, who's Charles's sister, had a one night stand with your man, Andrew Parker Bowles, who went on to marry Camilla. Isn't that mad? So Charles' sister had been with Camilla's ex-husband.
Yeah, but I didn't like the way in that all the time when Prince Charles was away, he constantly called Camilla Parker Bowles. And she then, when they met in the restaurant, was able to tell her, you know, nicknames and his little pet names and all. It just seemed wrong. And you know what? You're right. Part of that is true, because James Corden said that to Prince Harry on the bus. And Harry says, parts of it are true, but parts of it aren't, of course. But is this Prince Harry's way defending his mum's name? When he looks at something like the Crown, some of that is true. So imagine being in his shoes. Surely he'd want to get kind of back at the establishment for the hatred they had really towards his mum. And they didn't like her at all, did they?
I wonder, is the Crown done now, or will it continue and include the likes of Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle and all that? Because there's so much drama still, isn't there, in that family?
Oh, there's loads to play out.
All right, Damon, so we'll definitely be watching that Monday night, RTÉ2, 9:30, the big interview with Oprah and Meghan Markle. It's 2 hours long, so you might need to record it.
It's
the rest of the next day.
It's longer than it's longer than they agreed, but they just couldn't stop talking.
I say Oprah is raging with James Corden, though, for getting Prince Harry on the bus before she had him.
Having English tea and crumpets. It was very funny. Yeah, very funny. Yeah, but brilliant. Of course, Oprah was at the wedding.
I wouldn't say she's really best friends with her at all. I'd say that Oprah would turn up to anything to get the L interview, wouldn't she?
Of course she would, absolutely. But they say this is Oprah at her best. She's amazing in this.
Lovely. Well, I cannot wait to watch it. I have to say that much. Damien, when are you back in the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic 8 Sunday, 11 to 2. You say, we play. Looking forward to it.
Great stuff. Thanks so much. And thanks again for the lovely gift during the week. You're so good.
Welcome, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.